Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Shanghai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. So if you're looking for some pro wrestling to attend in the next couple of days, plenty of shows out there. Tonight, WCWO coming off the Young Gun Tournament. Tonight at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis. All-Star Wrestling in Cloverdale, B.C. Big West Wrestling in Kelowna, B.C. Hood Slam in Oakland, California. Paragon Pro Wrestling in Las Vegas, Nevada. RCW in San Antonio, Texas. PCW happening in Columbia, South Carolina. Tomorrow night, PWA in Calgary, Alberta. ECCW in Vancouver, British Columbia. NEW in Golden, Colorado. ARW in Lake Station, Indiana. Pro Wrestling King in Bourbon, Indiana. ASPW in Shelbyville, Indiana. CPW in Minneapolis, Minnesota. MPW in Kansas City, Kansas. ASW in Madison, Wisconsin. MEPW in Henderson, Texas. NWA Wrestling in Kingsport, Tennessee. APW in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Reality of Wrestling in Texas City, Texas. TWE in San Antonio, Texas. NCW Fairview, North Carolina. AIWF in Chattanooga, Tennessee. PPW in Vinton, Virginia. And the debut show of Rainier Pro Wrestling in Seattle, Washington tomorrow. Speaking of that show, I would like to bring our guest on. He is the promoter of that promotion, Rainier Pro Wrestling. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sangay. Glad to be here.
Well, since it is your first time with us, we are going to give you the first-timer's question today. What got you into the pro wrestling business?
What got me into the business? Well, I've been a lifelong fan of professional wrestling. I started watching wrestling at a very young age, about 4 years old, drawn in by NWA. Used to get up real early in the morning to watch that 5 a.m. show on the Superstation. Tag team wrestling was really my thing when I was a kid. I loved the Rock and Roll Express, loved the Midnight Express, loved their battles against each other. So all my life I've been a fan of wrestling, loved the psychology, freaked out all the time at the hot tags. And as I grew up, I kind of used what I learned in wrestling to promote music, and used a lot of it in hip-hop music. I would have beat battles, MC battles, and just general hip-hop shows, and use the wrestling psychology to promote my shows. And then when I got out of hip-hop, I turned to pro wrestling, and I talked with a guy, a local guy, Matt Farmer, who is a wrestling historian and former pro wrestler, and asked him how I could get involved with wrestling. And he told me the best advice was not to. And then he told me if I really wanted to get involved, the best thing to do would be to find a promotion and put in some work. So I went to 321 Battle, which is a local promotion in Seattle. And I talked with the guys that were booking at the time, which were Draven Lawless and El Chongo Blanco, and I kind of sold myself to them. I told them about my hip-hop background and what I had done in the hip-hop industry, and they told me, hey, man, we hear from people all the time that think they can do this, and we don't think you're going to be any different than those guys. So you need to put in work and you need to show us. So I started working ring crew, and I worked hard on ring crew, and I started pitching ideas, but I learned quickly that you need to take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth and soak up as much game as possible. So I was talking a lot to Matt Farmer, and I started reaching out to other people in the business, like Brutal Bob Evans and Dean Silverstone, who used to promote this territory, and just grabbing little pieces of advice wherever I could, and using my knowledge from promoting to help 321's business model. I started printing a program for 321 shows, which was something I learned from Dean, and that would bring in a couple extra dollars per show that went straight to the talent. Talent first was one of the big things I learned. You always want to take care of the talent no matter what. That's the job of the promoter, or producer, or booker, whatever you want to call them. Not saying they're always the same thing, but when you're working as a behind-the-scenes guy, you always want to put the talent first, before yourself, before anything else, because the talent's what makes the business. So if you want the business to be strong, the talent needs to be strong. They have to have places to work. They have to have positive places to work. They have to have safe places to work. So if you put the talent first, the business is going to be strong, and you're always going to have a job. So that's kind of how I got into promoting. If that makes
I'm
sense.
Curious, you said that you incorporated what you learned from watching wrestling into the hip-hop shows. What sort of aspects did you see as a correlation between wrestling and hip-hop that you found to work in promoting that?
Well, you know, hip-hop and wrestling are very similar in that you have a lot of machismo involved in both. Hip-hop, when you look at pro wrestling, and they always say you take your personality and you turn it up to 10, and that's how you get the best gimmick, that's essentially hip-hop too. Like, rappers rarely are themselves. They are themselves turned up. And when you realize that, you can make money. And you're manipulating the fans the same way as in wrestling, by cutting promos, essentially. Hip-hop songs are just cutting promos. And once a feud breaks out in hip-hop, that's where the real money is, because you can choose sides and you can build up just to a fever pitch, and that's where my battles would come in. And I could build to a crescendo and charge people money to see the payoff.
Now, for the purposes of very near pro wrestling, are you going to try to incorporate a little bit of the hip-hop aspect into very near pro? Do you envision maybe having that sort of atmosphere in what you do with Rainier Pro?
No, not really. Rainier Pro is going to be very straight-laced, sport-based professional wrestling. The way I see professional wrestling in the region right now, you have 3-2-1 Battle, which in my opinion is the absolute forerunner. I've been to wrestling all over the region. Pretty much all of the Pacific Northwest promotions, from Vancouver to Portland down to Salem, And as far as atmosphere goes, as far as draw goes, 3-2-1 battle is the best thing running. Their work rate may not be the best. Their wrestlers may not be the best. But when you go to a 3-2-1 battle show, it is an experience that you're not going to get at any of those other shows. I mean, going to a high school gym and seeing Davey Boy Smith Jr. is awesome. I mean, he is a great worker, and you're going to see a great match. But you're still in a high school gym, and there's maybe 100 people there. And that's not the atmosphere I want for professional wrestling. And there's kids around, and I don't necessarily have that much fun with kids around. So 3-2-1 battle has always been, you know, an adult product that I've liked, but it's also very comedy based. And I think when Ethan HD launched Project 42, he was trying to maybe do something a little too close to 3-2-1 battle. In having so much comedy and having, you know, metal bands playing, I thought if he would have done something more serious, it would have worked a little better. And what I'm trying to do is straight ahead professional wrestling the way I saw it growing up, where it's about who's the best. And it's not about whose gimmick is the best. It's about great wrestlers in the ring, high work rate, that psychologically makes sense. And that's why I'm introducing a promotion with actual rules, where people are going to know what the rules are, and people are going to know this guy's breaking the rules. So when the heel breaks rules, there's actual heat, because we've lost heat. And that's why there's so many heels that are afraid of carrying heat, because They're not trained in it anymore, because that's one part of wrestling that we've gotten so far away from. If that makes sense.
It does. Now, how will you go about educating the fans tomorrow night on the rules of Rainier Pro Wrestling? Do you have a way in mind to educate them gradually, or off the bat, do you plan to lay out the rules so they know from the opening bell of the first show, these are the rules, these will be enforced?
Yeah, there's going to be a program handed out for free that's going to have the match listing, the rules on it. The referee is going to announce some of the rules, and then it's going to be very clear through the referee's actions what the rules are. And I mean, there might be a DQ finish, there might be time limit finish, there's going to be finishes that wrestlers have not gotten to use in a while because we've ignored rules for so long. And as a promoter, as a booker, it really opens a lot of things up and a lot of stories up to tell that people haven't been able to tell because we've gotten so far away from just fundamental booking.
Now, tomorrow night, when the debut show hits, obviously the fans won't know going into it what to expect as far as style goes. They might be familiar with some of the wrestlers, but every promotion has sort of a different style they implement.
Yeah.
What do you envision as far as the style of wrestling, and what company would you most compare it to for the fans that are thinking about going to Evolve Fitness tomorrow for the first show for Rainier Pro?
World of Sport, the old Euro promotions. I am very heavy into European wrestling, both old European wrestling and then like Progress, their product currently I watch a lot of. I watch a lot of Japanese wrestling, and then cutting-edge indie wrestling, such as Ring of Honor, and then Evolve. Early Evolve, especially, is one of my big inspirations for what we're doing.
Can you tell us a little bit about the card tomorrow and whom the fans will be seeing in action in the ring?
Absolutely. On top, we've got Brutal Bob Evans from Ring of Honor, and he is going to be facing a 3-2-1 battle mainstay, former Pacific middleweight champion Dan Makabe, who is one of my favorite wrestlers. He's just coming back from a serious ankle injury, and we're going to see if he can still go. And then in the other main event for the night, the first half main event, we've got Big Cat Scott Henson going against Wild Man Congo, who's also made some Ring of Honor appearances. We've also got the tag team of Mr. Fitness, who is the current 3-2-1 Battle Solid Steel champion, and his partner Jimmy Flame, who has been wrestling in the area for over a decade, taking on Cole Crazy and one of his mystery partners. And then the Cunninghams, who have done a lot of work in the area, up in ECCW, down in Portland, both trained by Buddy Wayne. And they are going to be facing Classic Chun and King Cash. We have another couple Buddy Wayne guys in Ultimo Bandito and Kingpin Flynn on the card. We have a couple guys from Portland, Bad Blood, and Buddy Highway, and they're going to be facing Drew Sarian and Caden Talbane. So we have a good mixture of guys from up and down the Pacific Northwest. My plan with Rainier Pro is to really bridge some gaps. I'm trying to bring together the Northwest and make it a true territory that guys from all over the country can come work in and make money working in, which is hard with our regulations to actually get people to come out here because they think there's no money to be made here. But if you string together a few shots with the different companies, be it ECCW or ASW or Glam Slam up in BC, and then working for me or 3-2-1 or SCW, and then going down to Blue Collar or DOA down in Portland and do that all in a weekend, you're looking at a sizable chunk of money. So
absolutely,
putting that all together,
a lot of people have been coming to this area in the year 2016, and all of them seem to be relatively happy with the state of affairs when they're leaving.
Yeah.
Now, you're bringing in Brutal Bob Evans from Ring of Honor. He's on national television on a semi-regular basis. How do you think that the fans here in Seattle are going to respond to Brutal Bob being on the first Rainier Pro show?
I think they're going to respond well. Brutal Bob is a known player in the game. I think the people that are going to be at the Rainier Pro show are smart fans, and they are going to be fans of Ring of Honor, and they're going to know Brutal Bob, and they're going to respect Brutal Bob's style, and they're really going to enjoy this match that he has with Dan. Dan was the first choice I had to face Bob, as Dan is one of the few people in the Northwest that can match Bob in skill. Bob every year has an entire week where he has Ironman matches. Each day he has an Ironman match. And if it came down to it, I think Dan could go 60 minutes with Bob, and there's very few people that can go 60 minutes with Bob.
Not a lot of people go 60 minutes anymore.
And it used to happen all the time. That's what pro wrestling used to be. And that's what Rainier Pro Wrestling is trying to do, bring back those guys that can go 60 minutes. They know how to wrestle. They know how to work.
I reference Bad Blood and Buddy Highway, formerly known as the West Side Connection. They're now wrestling as the Dungeon of Doom. They have traveled not only up and down the I-5 corridor, they have traveled to places such as Utah. They've traveled to the state of Indiana several times. So they're a well-traveled team. They faced a wide variety of opponents. What got you interested in bringing Buddy and Bad Blood into the fold for Rainier Pro?
Honestly, I need to reach out and work with as many qualified wrestlers as possible. And those guys and their experience in the NWA and their experience as traveled wrestlers make them the type of people I need and want in Rainier Pro Wrestling. I want the best of the best. I want guys that will test the best in my mind. And I have a group of wrestlers that I feel are great. And Sarian and Talbane are two of those guys, and I want them to be challenged every time they're in the ring. And Highway and Bad Blood are two of those guys that will put them to the test.
And you talked about being a fan of tag team wrestling when you were growing up and being drawn into the hot tag and so forth. Is tag team wrestling something that you envision focusing heavily on as you go forward with Rainier Pro?
Absolutely. I think tag team wrestling is a lost art. I think tag team wrestling could be absolutely huge again. And as long as you have proper tags, you're going to be doing good in this business. I think people forget about tag teams, and especially in the indies, it's just guys getting thrown together because they're trying to fill out a card or they're trying to get everybody on the card. And if guys are packaged together and their clothes match and they work out some moves together, you're going to actually make some money pushing tag teams.
Years ago, here in the Pacific Northwest, there was a lot of great tag team wrestling. The old Pinnacle Pro Wrestling held an annual tournament that drew teams from all over the map, the old Grapple Cup tag team tournament. In the future, do you see yourself potentially getting into that sort of thing and launching annual tag team tournaments, or are you strictly looking at a show-by-show basis to feature the tag teams?
To start, I'm just playing things show by show. I do have plans for the future that I'm not quite willing to reveal because I don't want to lay things out and then not deliver on my promises. But I've got good things in mind, and tag teams are always going to be a big part of what I'm doing.
Tomorrow night, the debut show is at Evolve Fitness. And for the fans that are listening that may not be familiar, Evolve Fitness, also the location for 321 Battle and a couple of other promotions have used the same location.
Lucha Libre Volcanica runs monthly there as well.
Yes. What drew you to Evolve Fitness as the venue for Rainier Pro, knowing that other promotions also used it? Was that part of the allure?
I have a really good relationship with the owner and the manager of Evolve Fitness. There's really no other place I'd like to run out of. We have built a good partnership over the time that I've been working there with 321 Battle, and now that I'm working on my own, I just want to further my partnership with them and do good work with them. They also have a streaming network that they're building, and that is also a big draw. They've put a lot of money into the infrastructure to record the shows and put them out over the internet, and not many venues can offer that kind of infrastructure.
– With the show being ran at Evolve, what do you plan to do to differentiate yourself, if anything, from Lucha Volcanica and from 321 Battle, since all of you are running the venue but running separate shows with different unique styles?
Well, stylistically, to start, I mean, it's going to be a much different show just based on the in-ring product. And as each show progresses, you're going to see small progressive changes to how I set up the venue, the lighting, the sound. Everything is going to change, but it's just one step at a time, because the wrestling business, unfortunately, doesn't have much money. I, as a promoter, am doing this on a shoestring budget, because unfortunately, with the regulations in this state, we have to not charge in order to keep this thing going. And Evolve has a great, great relationship with the Department of Licensing and the commission that allows us to do these shows. And as long as we play by the rules that they have set out, we can keep running. But it also means that our bottom line is very small, and so it's baby steps for us. And each show, there will be a market improvement, but until I get enough money in the bank to make big jumps, they will just be small improvements.
Looking around the region, going back historically, you talked earlier about Dean Silverstone having promoted. That was in the 70s and the early 80s. But Don Owens ran up in this area for a very long time. There's been Harry Elliott, yes. Several independent companies have popped up since the downfall of the territories. What do you think the fans in this area expect out of professional wrestling right now? Do you think that a lot of them like to have it similar to how they remember the territorial days, or do you think it's evolved and progressed to where the fans of the Northwest expect something out of the professional wrestling?
I think the fans are ready for high work rate matches. I think the fans are looking for athletic competitions. I think mixed martial arts has changed the business. I don't think they're looking for hard punches to the face, but I think they are looking for more realism. But they are also looking for charisma. I mean, we have a lot of smart fans, not smart to wrestling necessarily, but educated fans that have been to college that really enjoy stand-up comedy. We're one of the biggest stand-up comedy markets in the country. And that shows in our wrestling fandom. So you need to have guys that can cut promos and be funny. And 321 nails that a lot of the time. A lot of the time they just tell dick jokes. And there needs to be a balance in that. I think you need to be smart, you need to be witty, and then you need to be able to go in the ring.
Now, for a lot of the fans that might be listening today that aren't overly familiar with 321, they're sort of a Chikara-esque type of promotion. A lot of fans might be familiar with Gouge. They're similar to them.
Or Hood Slam.
Or Hood Slam, exactly. Actually, a couple of people cross over the two promotions. What do you think the balance is, if you even know at this point, between presenting the entertainment part of pro wrestling and the sport aspect of pro wrestling? Do you think that there's a correct balance, or do you think it depends show to show what the fans are going to react to with it?
I get asked this a lot, and I'm really hoping that the sport side keeps them there. I know the fan base in Seattle really well from having worked a lot of shows and been to a lot of shows. I was at Pinnacle shows. I've been to 321 shows, Project 42 shows. I've been to rock shows, rap shows, folk shows. I've been to stand-up shows, big and small. I've done my research, not pad in hand, but I see venues, I see crowds, and I think I'm on to something when it comes to the vibe that Seattle will take. And I'm really hoping when we fill the venue tomorrow, what I present, people will be really into, because it's not necessarily what they grew up on. I'm not going for nostalgia. I'm going for what is current. I'm going for a hybrid of the mixed martial arts and the Ring of Honor with the best of what WWE is doing, the best wrestlers locally doing their best possible work, bringing in guys from across the nation that will make those people better as well, and using the classic psychology that I learned and that these wrestlers learned to manipulate those people, because they're there to be manipulated. They're buying in by coming to the show. So we've already got them. And they just want to be sold on.
Now, for the fans that might be out of area that aren't overly familiar with this, of course, we have Mount Rainier here in the Puget Sound area. There's a Rainier beer. So
yes,
obviously, Rainier Pro is a tie-in to the Mount Rainier and the Rainier beer, so forth, so on, Rainier Valley in the area. But how did you go about deciding the name for your promotion exactly? What led you to creating your company as Rainier Pro Wrestling?
It was really designed to be a throwback to regional wrestling. And I wanted to launch with that focus of bringing back the Pacific Northwest as a territory. And so this is my territorial wrestling company, Rainier Pro Wrestling, similar to, you know, a Mid-South Pro Wrestling or a Mid-Atlantic Pro Wrestling. This Rainier Pro Wrestling is going to be this group that represents Washington.
I sort of answered this a little bit earlier, but at this point in time, do you ever see the day when you'll start promoting shows outside of the Seattle area, maybe take Rainier Pro to some of the other towns and cities in Western Washington, or maybe even the east side of the state?
Absolutely. I've got a ring. I've got a box truck. So have ring, will travel. I've looked at venues in Marysville. I've looked at Tacoma. I've looked at Yakima and the whole Yakima Valley, Toppenish, Grandview, running different places, especially during fair season. The Yakima Valley is very promising. I know a lot of the luchadors from Volcanica would come with me and do a tour. I always set up Rainier Pro to be a touring group with just different people on the tours. Right now, over the winter, I'm going to find a strong base of wrestlers. So once we hit summer next year, we can pull off some tours.
As far as the base for the shows, do you have any specific like target area as far as how far you want to move away from Seattle, or is that something you're just going to feel out as you go, or do you know at this point what the range would be as far as location from your home base here in Seattle?
I think for weekend shows, we would go as far north as Marysville and as far south as Tacoma. But then for tours, we would go all the way out to Spokane, Walla Walla, Vancouver in the south. And probably up to Bellingham, too.
All those places are very strong historically for wrestling as well. A lot of promoters have ran those towns with success over the years. Now, one of the things that independent promoters have been doing for the last year to year and a half is marketing themselves via streaming services. You mentioned Evolve working on that right now, but there is an existing Roku channel dedicated solely to independent professional wrestling. Are you familiar with this, and is it an avenue that you think would interest you as a promoter?
It's definitely something that interests us, me and my team. This show, we are planning on filming. It's going to be a three-camera shoot, and then we are going to take each match, and we're going to cut it into a 30-minute episode. It's going to be treated very much like a sport. There's going to be weigh-ins for each match. There's going to be interviews, both pre- and post-match interviews, and it's going to be a standalone episode for each match, and there's going to be some, like, control center breaks in them. So from each show that we have with six matches, we'll have six 30-minute episodes.
You referenced a little bit earlier about having to go by the rules that the commission has set forth and so on in order to run. Can you explain a little bit for the fans that don't really know about the commission, which is a majority of the casual fans in this area?
Yeah.
And of course people not from this area wouldn't be familiar, but can you tell us what's involved with being able to run the show and staying within the guidelines?
Yeah, so in Washington State currently, you would need to spend a pretty god-awful amount of money to run a totally above-board show. And that's because twice a year the WWE comes into town and the state makes a lot of money off of them because they will rent out the Key Arena or the Tacoma Dome and they have 10,000 covers and the state eats a couple bucks off each cover, and then they get a tax percentage off of the entire gate for the show. And then every wrestler is licensed, and the announcers are licensed, and the promoter's licensed. And so there's a lot of taxes, and sometimes three or four taxes being paid by the WWE. But for guys on my level, we are already not going to be making very much money because we don't have 10,000 people coming to our shows. So it's kind of impossible for us to run a fully legal show. So what they let us do is run a show, but we can't charge for it. We can only take donations. So currently, instead of getting $10, $15 to $25 per seat, we might average $7 if we're lucky, at which point we have to pay venue fees, we have to pay for our security, we have to pay for sound, lighting, photographers, and then there's also the giant cost of paying the wrestlers who are already not making very much, and by the time it comes down to the money that's going to go to pay for the next show, you don't have any money left. So the promoter and the wrestlers generally work for next to nothing or free because we're not allowed to charge. We're only allowed to take donations. And that is how Washington State currently works. So we're constantly trying to find other ways to make money, and that's where it's very important. If you go to a wrestling show, donate and buy merch, because the wrestlers make money off the merch.
Absolutely. Now, for the independent promotions out here currently, and there actually are several in the state of Washington now as opposed to just a couple of short years ago, do you think there will come a time when the promoters will be able to see a change in the current rules of the commission, or do you think that the commission's going to take a hard stance and keep things the way they are now?
We're slowly getting changes through that are making it easier. The problem is they're never going to change the $2 per cover, which is their big sticking point, because that is so much money for when the WWE comes through. I mean, that's just a quick $20,000 that they're going to make. So we're hoping that they at least get rid of, I believe it's 6 or 8% that they also charge. It's a double tax. They charge you a percentage, and then they charge you a per cover fee. So we're hoping to get one of those two taken away. And if they take away one of those two, we would just be happy. On top of that, you have to pay for guardrails. You have to pay for EMTs, which those things are fine. I understand public safety, but double taxing us on the money that comes in is just kind of absurd, in my opinion, and kind of criminal. But that's also how the government works sometimes.
Sad but true.
Yes.
For the people that are currently in the business right now, how would they best go about being considered for future shows at Rainier Pro?
You can email CascadianWrestlingClub@gmail.com, and I will get that email, and just hit me up, tell me who you are. If you have someone vouching for you, that always helps. Otherwise, you can send me some tape. Or just talk to me. I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of. Also, you can hit me up on Facebook, Rob Milliron, M-I-L-L-I-R-O-N. Pretty active on Messenger, so you can always get at me that way, too.
Now, obviously, this being your first show and bringing in a couple of guys from Ring of Honor, the roster will not necessarily be the same on the second show of Rainier Pro Wrestling. What do the people tomorrow have to do in order to secure a spot for the future shows?
For future shows, same email address, CascadianWrestlingClub@gmail.com. You can hit me up there, and I can give you all the details.
Now, with Brutal Bob Evans and Kong coming in tomorrow, do you have plans in place to bring in other name wrestlers from the larger companies, or are you going to go more local moving forward and strictly use the talent in the Pacific Northwest?
On my next show, which is November 19th, I've got from PWG and CZW, I've got B-Boy, who is a member of the Strong Style Thugs with Homicide and Low Key. He is a good friend of mine, and he's going to be doing a seminar for us up here, and he's going to be wrestling on our show, and he's going to be wrestling out for SCW and for 321 Battle, doing a triple shot, similar to what Bob's doing. And I'm working on getting Willie Mack up for his show in January. I'm generally going to have one out-of-towner per show, and then a mixture of guys from the Northwest.
One of the aspects that isn't very strong in the Pacific Northwest right now, but it seems to be popular when people can present it, is women's wrestling. I know you didn't list a women's match for tomorrow, but is that something that in the future you're looking to bring to Rain Air Pro?
I love women's wrestling. I am definitely looking at having women's wrestling in the future. It's just a matter of having enough women to support that. Nicole Matthews comes to mind as someone I'd love to work with in the future. I know Matt Farmer, who is part of Rainier Pro, is a booker and a talent buyer. He is definitely a big fan of women's wrestling and will be getting us some women to fight on our cards.
I'm just throwing this out there, but the former NWA Women's World Champion, Casey Carlisle, was in the area doing a couple of shows just a couple of weeks ago. Very strong responses to her, and she had never appeared out here before. Do you think that's a sign that the fans out here are starved for good quality women's wrestling, because there's just very few women's wrestlers in Oregon and Washington, not very many of them come down from Canada? Do you think it's just a kind of a hint from the fans that they want good quality women's wrestling and just gravitate towards it whenever a quality woman does come to the area?
Oh, man, I, for a long time, was looking at putting together a school and promotion for women's wrestling. I think it would kill here. I think Seattle is the perfect place to have a women's professional wrestling company. I think in the next 4 years, that's something that will happen, if not sooner. I think Seattle could be a place where you see the next shimmer or shine, because we have the perfect safe space vibe for professional wrestling based on women. We just need the right people to make it happen.
It was extremely popular with the women's roller girl team out here. They had a great following, so I think you're onto something there. Now, for the people listening that are not overly familiar with your roster tomorrow, people that might be fans of wrestling but haven't really gone to too many independent shows, could you really quickly kind of give us a brief synopsis of who they're going to see tomorrow? We know the names, but could you give us a little bit of synopsis about what they might be about as far as it relates to RPW?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to see a lot of guys that are students of the game. They watch a lot of tapes. They are fans of British wrestling, hard-hitting styles, Japanese wrestling. Not too many guys pulling off crazy flip moves, though there are a few. There's going to be a lot of technical wrestling on display. A lot of technical wrestling. I'm a big fan of technical wrestlers. I'm a big fan of submission holds. So we're going to see a lot of guys that know what they're doing in there. If you're a fan of Claudio or Cesaro, as he's known now, you're going to see guys like him. You're also going to see guys like Kevin Owens in there. It's a nice mixture of talent, similar to what you might see on NXT. I really have a balanced roster of up-and-coming guys. A lot of them have worked dark matches for WWE when they've come in town. I also have some comedy guys in there to give it a bit of levity and make sure it's not too serious. There's some gimmicks. There's some just no-nonsense badasses, some hairy chests, some mustaches, guys that are going to be pulling out pile drivers and power bombs, and guys that are going to be busting out enziguris. So it's really going to be a fun show. You're probably going to see some dives to the outside, probably going to see some holy shit moments. It's going to be an all-around good wrestling show.
Will the fans there also be able to purchase any type of merchandise? Have you gone that route yet?
There's merchandise on sale. Each Rainier Pro show, there's going to be an exclusive Rainier Pro shirt, plus all of the wrestlers have their own merch. So you're going to be able to pick up a Hangs with Bob Gets Better shirt. Congo's got his merch. Mr. Fitness has his merch. The Cunninghams will have their shirts available. I implore you to pick up the once-in-a-lifetime Rainier Pro number one gold and black debut shirt. Only going to be sold at this show and then no more. We've got a special price of just $12 for this show. But yeah, there's going to be tons of merch available. We always will have a big merch table. There's two full bars at Evolve Fitness. So if you are of legal age to drink, there will be alcohol served. There are concessions such as chips and candy. If you like chips and candy, it's a all-around fun time. There's a couple screens with the matches projected on them for when you are at the outside bar. So you'll always have a shot of the ring.
We're getting down to the last few moments of the show, so I want to give that time to you. If there's anything at all you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you got, the time, date, place for the show, merchandise, anything at all, floor is all yours.
Absolutely. All right, Rainier Pro Wrestling number one at Evolve Fitness, East Lake and Republican, tomorrow night, Saturday, October 8th, bell time of 8 p.m. Come see the main event of Brutal Bob Evans versus Dan Maccabe. Suggested donation of $10 only. You can hit up CascadianWrestlingClub@gmail.com for reserved tickets. Come check us out. It's our first show. There will be merch available. You can check us out on Twitter at Rainier Pro. Thank you very much. Support Seattle wrestling. Support the Pacific Northwest wrestling scene. It's only getting stronger. Thanks, Sangha.
Thank you very much. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow. May the house be full and none of the boys get hurt. Now, fans, if you're not familiar, you need to look up Evolve Fitness. It's in Seattle, Washington. Go check this show out. Lots of great talent on it. It's the debut show, so jump on the bandwagon from day one. Support them and support the local wrestlers involved in it. And I will probably see you down there, so come say hello if you see me wandering around the Evolve Fitness during the RPW show. And we will be back with you here on Sunday afternoon. My fellow HPW alumni, Sin Bodie, on the show. So definitely join us for that. And we will talk to you in a couple of days. Just before.